is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning, if you're just getting started. It's 7:36 Central Standard Time, 8:36 Eastern. And as always, we like to remind you about being safe in the mornings, making sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely. You know, as school is out, so goes our school kids. We want to remind you every single morning to be mindful that a lot of kids are unattended. They're out on their own for the summer. And it is up to each and every one of us to make sure that we're steering clear of their rear ends. And yesterday, as we were traveling into another city on business, we saw much the same. So I know that it is every city, every town, USA, where kids are out of school. And one of the things that we noticed on yesterday is, especially in those high traffic areas, in some areas in various cities, sidewalks are situated differently. But in this particular city, the sidewalks seem to be really close to high traffic areas, and kids are just not paying attention. So it is absolutely up to each and every one of us to make sure that we are engaged, and that means staying off mobile devices. I know it's tough, but you know, I was saying to our son as we were having a conversation the other day, there was a time, and it wasn't really that long ago, that we didn't have cell phones in a vehicle, and it didn't bother us. We didn't have access to email, and it didn't bother us. And now suddenly, we have become so important, and what's going on in our lives has become so important that we've got to check it every second. And you know, I was wondering, you know, because I had to check myself on this, why is it as soon as you get a text message or an email, you feel the need to respond instantaneously, immediately? I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm all about etiquette. I don't know if it's, we feel that it's poor etiquette, and so we've got to hit back right away. And a lot of times people are driving to work and you just feel like you have it. You feel like you have such command over driving and texting or whatever it is that you're doing that you just do it anyway. And what I'm going to say is this, not to be doom and gloom this morning, but whenever you think you have it, that's like what the saying says, be careful when you think you stand, lest you fall. It takes one wrong move. It takes one person doing something that you didn't expect in front of you. It takes one thing, one simple thing to happen for everything to change. And so I'm asking you, don't be one of those people that thinks that it could never happen to them. You think that it always happens to someone else. So as you're driving in this morning, we're going to ask, especially because it looks like it's going to be one of those wet mornings, make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to get there and get there safely. And if you absolutely have to respond, just simply pull over. or wait until you get to your destination. I'm going to tell you, it's going to make your life better. And whether you know it or not, it's going to make the other person's life better. Y'all, it's Thursday. The week is just about at the end. And you're on point. It's 7:40. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us, everybody. This is the official OPT Network. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating, today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Brayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Brayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap. A dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap. A whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. And this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hixsonhasit.com. www.hixsonhasit.com. Don't forget about Amerigroup Real Solutions, the real solutions in getting the real health care that you and your family need. Thousands of doctors in the network and specialists to choose from, plus so much more. Well, this morning we have got some really, really great things to talk about. But before we get right on point, you know, DC, I just wanted to share this with our listeners because we have been talking about this for a while. And I really wanted to just share it with everybody this morning, talking about having a healthy mind. And, you know, you've heard the saying, a healthy mind translates into a healthy body, or a healthy mind, healthy body. And so I was thinking about really what that means. It means in order to get a healthy mind, you've got to start to begin to change the way that you're thinking. And so we wonder why we fail, or we don't reach the goals that we had started out with, or we had set. And I believe a lot of it has to do with our mindset. What are we saying to ourselves? What are we thinking? What are we allowing into our minds? What are we listening to in the morning? Who are we listening to? What are those voices that are competing for our attention every single day? You know, I was talking to a lady yesterday. DC and I were having a meeting, and she said, you know, sometimes she can listen to these things on the radio, and she said, by the time I get to work, I'm angry. And so if you're angry by the time that you get to the workplace, or by the time you get to where you're going, that means that your mind is not going to be totally healthy. It's not going to be ready. It's not going to be fit. You're not going to be on point to go. And so have you ever thought about what you were thinking about, what you were allowing to permeate your mind? And I'm going to tell you, it's a deep, deep thought for the morning, but it is an important thought, and I hope you'll think about it, because until you get your thinking in line, nothing else is going to work. Your body is not going to be healthy until your mind is healthy, until you make some concrete decisions about changing some things. And you know, for a lot of people, change is challenging. It's hard. But I'm reading this book, and we're going to have the author on in a little bit. And one of the things that she said is that there is one certainty in life, and this is it. Things are going to change. And so because we know that's true, we've got to begin to change. But change starts with your thinking. It starts in the mind. And so I want to challenge you this morning as you're traveling in, wherever you are in the country, you're traveling in, you're getting your day started, think about what you're thinking about. And then when you catch what it is that you're thinking about, if it doesn't line up with creating positive, good energy, then you need to redirect that thinking. And I'm going to tell you, your thinking can affect your body. If you start to tell yourself that you feel horrible, that my head, quote unquote, is killing me, your body will start to manifest that. Because what you think about, what you speak about, you bring about. Whether you realize it or not, words have power. And they all start in the mind. And so that's why this morning, if you're traveling in, you know, sometimes I say, and I say this for you guys, but I say it for me too. Sometimes I'm just, we're like everybody else. We're trying to get our son to practice. We're trying to get the morning going. And maybe you just didn't get off in time. And sometimes right here on the microphone with you, I have to stop and I have to take 30 seconds and I have to fill my lungs with air, just go real deep. And what I do is I take a moment and I close my eyes and I just find my center, that place where I'm steady, where I'm comfortable, where I'm at ease. And I just start to tell myself, it's okay, I'm okay. It's okay, I'm okay. And you know what a lot of this has to do with? A lot of it has to do with wanting to control everything. And once you realize that the only things that you can control are those things that concern you, and oftentimes you can't even control those things. And so it starts in your thought life. What are you thinking about? What are you meditating on? And if those things don't line up in a way that are going to make you more productive, that are going to make you feel better, that are going to make you feel confident, that are going to promote positivity, then you need to, right now, throw those things out. But you know why we don't throw them out? We don't throw them out because we don't think about what we're thinking about. We just let this stuff just inundate us. And before you know it, you know, you're in a funk. And sometimes have you just gone into a funk and you wondered, what is wrong with me? Nothing happened. Well, you know what it was? It was your thought life. So I wanted to share that with you this morning because I think it's a word for somebody. I think that somebody needs to think about what they're thinking about this morning and change your mind. Because when you change your mind, everything changes. You can control your thought life, and your thoughts and what comes out of your mouth is powerful. And because it is, why not say what it is that you want to have? And so every morning I affirm myself with, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great show. And you know what? Even if it isn't, as I said yesterday, I'm not going to allow myself to get too high or too low. I'm trying to create that balance that is right in the middle, where one thing doesn't tear down my life, one bad thing doesn't tear it down, and one great thing doesn't take me to the pinnacle of the mountain where I just can't come down. So you got to kind of stay in the middle, calm yourself, and trust that today is going to be a great day. Oh my goodness, everybody, I hope your morning is incredible. You're on point, and this is the official OPT Network. The light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Your hair. out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. Part of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg white.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This is the official OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. I say it every single morning. If you didn't get a good night's sleep, what are you waiting for? American Wholesale Mattress. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you could phone 318 443-9524. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay in play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
So this morning, everybody, we're going to get right on point with what we're talking about. And I believe that this is an important conversation to many of you. I want to introduce you to Julie Morgenstern. She is an internationally renowned organizing and time management expert. She's a New York Times bestselling author, a consultant and speaker, and her work spans the distance between individuals and workforces, homes and corporations. She has shared her expertise on countless radio and television outlets, including The Oprah Winfrey Show, CNN, The Rachel Ray Show, Today, Good Morning America, and the list goes on and on. And this morning, she is sharing her book, Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life, a four-step guide to getting unstuck with us right here on the official OPT Network. Julie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So, Julie, the book I thought was incredible, and I thought, you know, I've seen the interviews, I've seen you on various various different shows that we talked about, but before we get into Shed, I want to talk about how you took the gift of organization and turned it into what people are calling you a guru and the queen of organizing. How did you do that?
Well, you know, I grew up a very disorganized person, and I always craved order, craved it. I'd spend weekends trying to get my room in order, and I just could never do it all the way through graduate school, and got to the point where I wished the service existed, that someone would come and rescue me from my chaos. And when my daughter was born years and years later, I was forced to get organized because I realized if I didn't, my child would never see the light of day. I just couldn't get out the door, you know? And so this idea came to me. So I had felt the need personally, and then I was kind of forced to learn the skill, and I realized it was just a skill. All those years of being, you know, feeling like I couldn't do it, and that it was a talent, I realized it's a skill, and it's a very learnable skill, and I thought, I'm going to help other people learn this skill, because I understood what it's like to feel so disorganized and know there's a better way, but you can't find it. And that's really how I started. I just hung a shingle. And it came from that passion, you know? Mm-hmm. It came from, and I believe that disorganization keeps us from making our unique contribution to the world. That everybody has a unique contribution to make. There are no two people that are alike. And when you're disorganized, you're held back. You can't find your keys. You can't find the document. You can't get dressed in the morning and look good. You can't throw a meal together. You lose leads at business. And so it's like a fundamental skill we're not taught in school. It's a life skill. And I think it's kind of like the oil that makes the machine of life work. And once you're organized, you can do anything.
And
you really can.
And so you went from being completely disorganized. Now, see, you call it a skill, and I said, this has got to be a gift, because I am trying to get there like many Americans, trying to get organized. But it is not that easy. How did you come out of disorganization and learn to organize, and not just organize, but turn it into what it has become? I mean, this is really massive what you've done across the country.
Sure. Well, really, you start with one small space. You must start with one small, very frequently used space. So the first thing that I organized was my daughter's diaper bag, to tell you the truth, because, you know, I couldn't get out the door when it was, you know, she'd be back asleep by the time I got ready.
How do you organize a diaper bag, Julie?
Oh, and so, well, you take everything out and you group similar items. You know, here's stuff to keep her warm, and here's stuff to entertain her, and here's stuff to feed her, and stuff to change her. And now you've got your four categories or whatever they are to you Everybody will group it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just put it back. You know, any bag is has compartments. And, okay, this pocket's going to be for all the stuff to keep her entertained. And this is to keep her well-fed, et cetera, et cetera. And then I put a little inventory. I said, I never want to think about this again once I organized it. So I just wrote a little inventory of what belonged in the bag and put that in its own little pocket. And I was ready. You know, if somebody called or it was a beautiful day or she woke up from a nap, she, you know, I was like, ready. Grab the bag, grab the baby, and go. And it felt so powerful. And I just felt ready. And that's really what being organized is all about. It's about being ready when an opportunity comes.
Absolutely. And so then you take this and you turn it into just a massive business. How does that happen?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a couple years later, maybe 3 years later, that I started the business for my own getting organized and systematically throughout my house and my life. And I just, you know, how did I do it?
Had you never thought about it really?
Well, when I was in graduate school, I wished the service existed. And then years later, the idea kind of came back to me. I was, you know, I gotten divorced when my daughter was three. And I was in the theater, and I couldn't afford theater hours or theater money at that point. You know, as a single mother, like, you know, I had to make a serious living. I couldn't work at night and on the weekends, which was the way the theater was. And I thought, I've got to do something different. And it came to me as, hey, I could organize people. So I placed a tiny little ad. I really had no money. I did not get out of the divorce with any money.
Wow.
And at all. I mean, I literally borrowed. It was like an Abe Lincoln story. I borrowed $100 from my friend. And that was it. I started the business on $100.
Wow.
And it was like a $25 classified ad in a parenting paper. Because parents are dealing with this all the time. And I understood that market because I was one. And I printed business cards and stationery and with my $100, and I got my first client. And I was kind of off to the races.
Wow. And then so it went from borrowing $100 from your friend into, could you have imagined, Julie, all those years ago, that what started out as one little ad in a paper would have turned into several books? Some of the most notable people and businesses in the world have called on you. Could you have imagined it all those years ago?
You know, I don't think the specifics. I know I was driven. You know, I was driven to help people. I was driven to make organizing accessible to people and not fearful to people, because I was afraid of getting organized. Because I was a creative person. I thought, oh, that's going to kill my creativity if I get organized. You know, so I understood the fears. And I guess I was so passionate about it that I did want the world to know. And so I was very driven, like I was very passion-led. However, could I have imagined? No. You know, I couldn't. I mean, I was flown one day to Moscow.
What?
To
Moscow?
I could not have imagined that in a million years. It was the coolest thing. I was sure hoping I could earn my my keep for that day, which
So tell us real quick, when you get that call and they say they want you to fly out to Moscow, and this is Russia, so you're thinking, okay, what are you thinking at that moment?
I'm thinking, wow, these people really trust me, right? So I have to really, like, make sure that I earn that trust. It feels good to be trusted. And then I'm nervous. I've got one day to make magic happen, and I don't know what I'm going into, so I don't know how I'm going to have impact. And then, oh, my God, my grandparents were from Russia. I'm going home.
Wow.
I'm going to see where my roots were. And I was so excited. Oh, my God. And then when I was there, like, I'm seeing the Onion Dome buildings, and I'm seeing, you know, St. Basil's Cathedral. And all I could think was, hey, that's just like Disney World.
Wow.
You know, it was pretty magical. And, you know, and I learn, you know, even as I work with people all over the world and all kinds of people, you know, just the wide variety. I see both what is distinct about people and what is universal. So that keeps enriching my knowledge, and it's just a great privilege. It's just my brain just keeps getting more and more filled with ideas and perspectives.
You know what? You know what, Julie? You are one of those incredible women, and I said this to Mrs. Obama, and I've said it to many. But you're one of those incredible women that speak to possibility. We absolutely love it. Let me get a quick break here, Julie. But when we come back, we're going to talk about your book, Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life, a four-step guide to getting unstuck. Hey, everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in is not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator
operator of Fannies, Silks, and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improved sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Iviana Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're a community-owned, independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get Wired Satellites. They're giving away iPad 2s if you qualify. HD for life, plus so much more. Here's the number, 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She and her team can be reached at 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, you may be one of those people that needs to do this, that needs to shed. We're joined by guru, great organizer, New York Times bestselling author, Julie Morgenstern. Her book is called Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life, a four-step guide to getting unstuck. And during the break, Julie and I were having great conversation about the book. So I want you to start to talk about shed, Julie, and how that was sort of birthed in you to begin to talk about shedding. And what is shed an acronym for?
So shed is a process for identifying what is obsolete in your life and releasing it to make room to move forward, to get unstuck. Shed is a process of getting unstuck. And it's a very different than organizing. And most people confuse the two. So a lot of people, when they think about organizing, they think, oh, that's about getting rid of stuff. And it's actually not. You don't have to get rid of anything to get organized. Mm-hmm. You just need to group things and give everything a home and label it and know where it is. That's mm-hmm. a system. Decluttering, getting rid of what is obsolete, is a different process with a different purpose. And you do it at a different time in your life. And you do it when you're stuck.
Mm.
And mm-hmm.
And so let me ask you this, Julie. The word shed, mm-hmm. how did you come about it?
You know, it's funny. All my work comes from the field and from working with clients. And then I start to, when I'm writing a book, I start to try to identify this natural process that's going on with clients. And I start seeing, like, patterns in the word. So I realize, so what does it represent? S is separate the treasures.
Mm-hmm.
So S-H-E-D is an acronym for how to get rid of things. And so first you separate the treasures, and that's what I was doing with clients. We don't just categorically throw out stuff. It's like, first let's identify the treasures and separate those so that you're not losing what is truly valuable.
And how do you help people, Julie, to realize what is truly valuable? Because if you're one of those people that just can't release anything, you'll call everything a treasure.
It's true. So the whole book really focuses on everything you do before you even start shedding, right? There's like two or three steps you do before you touch a thing.
Okay.
And that's really the secret sauce, which is so much of shed, successfully getting rid of things. It depends on what you do before and after you get rid of that stuff, more than the actual act of getting rid. It's what happens before and after. So before you do anything, there's a few steps. One of them is, you know, you want to group. Well, let me go up one level. I don't want to. We have a limited time. But the
okay,
first thing
ahead.
You do is, I say, name your theme. So that when you're feeling stuck, the reason why we get stuck is because we don't know where we're going, but where we are isn't it. That's the state of being stuck.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
Right?
Say that again. That is powerful.
We don't know where we're going, but where we are isn't it.
Mm.
That's the state of stuck. Oh, my God, this is not where I want to be in my life, but I don't know where to go from here. Mm-hmm. And when you're in that state, we as human beings, it's very hard to let go of anything into a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
When we know where we're going, we wait. It's like, well, am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? Am I going to keep my job? Am I going to start a business? If I start a business, what's the business? Do I stay in this relationship? Do I go? Do I lose the weight or not? It's just, you want to make the decision before, and then you'll let go of stuff, but mm-hmm. you can't. Because when you have all that stuff, you can't think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why shedding creates the shedding what is obsolete when you're in that stuck place creates the mental space, the physical space, and actual energy to think clearly mm-hmm. and to have room for possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up space to imagine.
That's powerful.
You cannot think when your mind and your space and your schedule are so full of the past and the present. It's not just, you know, you don't get rid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you separate the treasures, right?
Right.
So it's not, so separating the treasures is very important. A lot of people, when they get stuck, they either don't move at all until they have it all figured out, and then they can never figure it out because there's no mental space, or they just heave everything, and then they regret. They let go of everything, including the mm-hmm. treasures, and start all over.
And don't you think this is more about, Julie, excuse me for interrupting, but don't you think, and I was telling you during the break, that this is more than just about things. This is about, shedding is about, it is about moving those things out of your space that are keeping you from seeing possibility. But when I read the book, I got an even deeper sense that it's about those emotional things. It's about those that baggage that we're carrying around every single day that prevents us from stepping into our destinies.
Yes, and the beauty of shedding, decluttering, physical stuff, time, schedule stuff, and habits, actually. I cover those three forms mm-hmm. of clutter, is that I consider those points of entry. Every pocket of clutter in your life, every pile of papers, every closet full of stuff you don't wear, every bookshelf mm-hmm. full of books you haven't read, mm-hmm. every single pocket of clutter, which is stuff that is stagnant, it's not mm-hmm. moving, you're not doing anything with it, it's not junk. It's what I consider a point of entry into an attachment you are struggling to release. It's an attachment you're struggling to release. So instead of beating yourself up saying, let me get rid of this junk, go to every pocket of clutter and ask, what does this represent to me?
Wow.
And it will be so illuminating to you. Instead of thinking of it as the enemy, it is a source of such freeing information. Sometimes it's a belief, right? Like mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be perfect. Like I have people with reading material that for years they can't get rid of it. But newspapers, magazines, books. No human being could get through it all.
Right.
And I had one client. I was like, what? She couldn't get rid of it. What does this represent? Her father always, you know, said she was never smart enough.
Mm.
It represented her desire to prove her father wrong. And this woman was like in her 50s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So her father was long gone, by the way. And it was, she didn't need to prove that. She was a brilliant woman.
Right.
The books weren't going to do it. And that, you know, so she once she saw what it represented, she let it go. When I moved after my daughter graduated high school, I, you know, moved and I couldn't get rid of my cookbooks and I froze. And I was working with one of my own team, you know, mm-hmm. packing my place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he said, what does this represent to you? I could not get rid of a single cookbook. Mind you, I had never cooked. Right?
That's hilarious.
Never cooked. Raised my child on takeout and, you know,
so what did those cookbooks represent? Why were they so critical to you, you think?
They represented, when I realized that, when I was asked the question, I stopped and I thought, I was like, they represented the kind of mother I had hoped to be. I had wanted to be the mother who made these incredible meals. And every time my daughter came home from school, she'd walk in and smell the house filled with wonderful cooking mm-hmm. aromas, and I never did it. I was a single mom running a business, and I raised her on takeout. And when I realized what they represented to me, that was like, that was the kind of mom I had hoped to be. So it was hard to let them go, because letting them go meant letting go of that intention.
And right? Did it also feel like maybe you failed because you didn't, you didn't do what you had hoped you would do? And that's why I thought the book, Julie, was, it was bigger than the interviews that I had seen nationally. I thought, and I think, that the book has such a spiritual feel to it, that decluttering and releasing, it's just so much deeper than things. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the steps, and we're going to let you know how you can connect with Julie and how you can get the book. Hey, everybody. This is the official OPT Network. I've got to get a break. We're back after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 8:30 Central Standard, 9:30 Eastern. Today is June 6th, and we want to remind you it's rainy and wet outside. Give yourself enough time to get there safely. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, we're joined by Julie Morgenstern. Her book is called Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life. It's a four-step guide to getting unstuck. And Julie, we made it through the first step. So give us the next steps that we all need to get on the road.
Okay, so S is for separate the treasures.
Mm-hmm.
H is for heave the rest. That means get it out. Once you've decided these things are not treasures in any category, get them out the door and don't leave them hanging out in your hall, you know, because they'll never leave. And then you actually, all you've done is move the clutter. You haven't actually made space. E is for embrace your identity from within. And the reason why that's so important is once that stuff, that old familiar clutter, whatever it is gone, you will inevitably, everybody experiences what I call the wall of panic.
Okay.
And there's a moment after that stuff is gone where you're like, what do I do with all this space? What do I do with all that emptiness? And it's like both emotional and physical. You just are used to that stuff, almost becomes like, it's filled a space.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's open space, and you think it's all exciting, but it's exciting, and then all of a sudden it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, who am I without all that stuff? And you have to embrace your identity from within. You are who you are regardless of what you own, regardless of what is on your schedule. Those things are not who you are. You put them on your schedule. You bought the stuff for your house. The identity comes from within. And that is a critical moment in this whole shedding process, because it's when you separate your identity from your stuff, you are truly free.
Wow.
And then ideas start to come from within. That's where the power comes from. And there's a moment of panic. It lasts no more than a couple of hours to a couple of days. That's it. But if you don't know it's coming, you will refill that space very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what will happen if you're not warned and you're not prepared. So I give in the book a bunch of very fun exercises to do to stay centered in the moment when you're in that panic, and how to embrace your identity. Really fun exercises where you start to discover who you are. You know, you and I spoke in the break about how we can get lost from who we are, from our talents and from our true passions. Once in this embrace your identity phase is where you reconnect to really your passions, who you are, what parts of yourself have been on pause for years. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's my creative side. Let me let that out.
And, you know, Julie, before you go to number four, I just want to say that I thought that that for me was one of the most powerful themes, if I could call it a theme, in the book, because so many people are connected, their identity is connected to what they have, what they do, who they are, how busy they are. And, you know, when I read that, I said of myself personally, I don't want to be identified by those things. I want to be okay just being.
Because when you're okay just being, what happens is you are much more free to pursue paths that are truly right for you. it's more authentic a life. It's more genuine. It's more meaningful and relevant when you are, you're not attached to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know people like that. They're mm-hmm. like, well, it's not about my stuff. And they have a freedom and a buoyancy to their lives,
mm-hmm.
right? Where they're like, I like this, I don't like that. And they know what they want, and they're because they're not attaching. It comes, the fire burns from within.
Mm.
It's the state we all aspire to.
Absolutely.
And shedding will help you get there. It's so powerful and so liberating. And then you don't hang on to things that aren't right for you because you're not, you know, there's no mm-hmm. need to anchor yourself with stuff. It all comes from within.
Absolutely. And as you said, it really allows you to live a more authentic life. But I think that you have to really understand when you are connected to those things, when you feel powerful because of who you are or what you do or your position. And what we're seeing is that so many people are changing seasons. A lot of people have lost jobs or moving out of jobs, and they were identified by the position that they held. And this
gave them,
you know, status in the community. And then once that's gone, then you have to look back and say, okay, who am I beyond that?
Who am I before that, through that, and after that?
Mm.
That's really the question. You are who you are regardless of your job.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You know, and there are infinite possibilities in ways to express and bring your talents and skills to the world. Infinite.
Absolutely.
So it's very, yes, that is the critical moment. That is the, wow, it's so powerful. And you're right. People are, we're all in the world in a state of great transition.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's changing, right? And the old ways don't work. And when you hang on to the old ways, you're just sort of, you know, you can't imagine, what do I do next?
Right.
Right. So, and I feel we're at a tipping point in our society right now, actually. People are starting to let go of, hey, publishing used to be, you know, like magazines used to be, you know, everybody loved the newsstand. Well, now mm-hmm. they like it on their tablet.
That's
so
right.
People are starting to, I think, get adventurous again.
And I said this, before you came on, Julie, and I wrote it down because when I hear great stuff or read great stuff, I always write it down to share with our listeners. You said the only certainty in life is that things will change.
Yeah.
I think it's just that simple. It's just that matter of fact, and it just is what it is. So before we got to let you go, Julie, what's the last thing that we need to do in shedding?
D is for drive yourself forward.
Mm.
And that is where you start to experiment with all kinds of ways to express yourself moving forward. All kinds of different, if you're looking for a job, you experiment with that. You experiment with things that are, you know, related to what you're looking for. You experiment with things that are not. And it's again, a very conscious process. You don't wait for life to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You start proactively generating ideas and trying things on for size and until you find what is a fit. And now that you have less stuff anchoring you down, you're more free and able to explore. So it's a conscious, and there's lots of techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not sitting there waiting for it in the book to take you through until you find your, and it doesn't really take that long, you know, till you find really what is right for you.
Absolutely. And I think that this whole thing is a process. And this is what I wrote. I said, shedding, I believe, is going to help every single person that will pick this book up. And I hope that every person listening, Julie, will pick it up. It will absolutely help to catapult you to the next thing, because it's not until we shed these ideas, these things, that we're going to be able to move into the next thing. I thought the book was absolutely brilliant.
That's great. That's great. Well, you got it.
So, Julie, tell people how they can get the book and how they can connect with you on your website.
Sure. So probably the easiest thing is go to my website, which is juliemorganstern.com, and you can learn more about me and all the things that we do, the organizing services, the time management coaching, the shed coaching. We do workshops for companies. We do all kinds of stuff. And there's also a products page where you can look at the books and then click through and get it through Amazon or your local bookstore.
Absolutely. And so, Julie, before we've got to let you go, what's the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life?
That you can really, I think it has to do with these infinite possibilities, and that the tangible act, you know, change is the hardest thing for all of us to go through. So the beauty of shedding is you're working with very tangible forms of clutter, mm-hmm. right? So it makes tangible what's usually a very ephemeral, ethereal process, and it puts you in control. You get in the driver's seat of change, and that, you know, and that there, you will find who you are and what you want and move yourself in the direction of that, that is right for you, of your dreams, mm-hmm. of your true expression of yourself.
Absolutely.
So don't be afraid of it. It's mm-hmm. a powerful, it will only lead to good.
Absolutely. The book is yeah. called Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life, A Four-Step Guide to Getting Unstuck. Julie Morgenstern is the author. And Julie, we want to thank you so much for getting up and spending what we hope is at least the first and very earliest best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
It's been my pleasure, Carletta. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, you're on point. This is the OPT. We'll be back right after this.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by... Oh, my goodness. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. You know I'm going to keep reminding you about those free mammograms. Y'all, we're hoping to send so many people for those mammograms that they just can't even contain them. If you're 40 years old or older, you're uninsured... Yeah, you get it once a year. You get your mammogram done annually, every year. 40 years old or older, uninsured, underinsured. And you know, this is what I have found from talking to a lot of people about mammograms. A lot of people have waited 5+ years. And these are people, a lot of times, that have insurance, that know better. And then after you've waited so long, you get really bogged down in fear. And then you just don't go. Well, this morning, we want to encourage you. Go and have your mammogram. And if you don't have insurance, there is no longer an excuse. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. She's going to tell you exactly what you need to do. If you don't get her, just simply leave her a message. She will phone you and tell you how to get it done. Again, 318-487-1122. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling on Highway 71, there's no more premier stop than Davis One Stop. It's in the heart of Cheneyville. Great service, great food, great place to stop. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we were joined by Julie Morgenstern. She is an internationally renowned organizing, time, and management expert. And she caught our attention. She's been all over the national media. She's been on, you know, on Oprah. She's been on Rachel Ray. She's been everywhere. The Today Show, Good Morning America. The list is endless. But her book, Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life, is a four-step guide to getting unstuck. And I know many of you are probably like I am, trying to figure out how to get organized. And I'm going to tell you, I grapple with that daily. And one of the things that Julie and I were talking about off air, and I think she even said it on air. She said, you know what, Carlette, just start with a small space. And sometimes getting organized can be overwhelming. And I know we've got several things. DC and Deuce are very, very organized. And so when I see that, I call it a gift. But what Julie says is that it is a skill set that we can all learn. And so last night I started with my closet. I started just tidying things up, and eventually I want to color coordinate things, and I want, you know, my slacks and, you know, just have everything in order so that it's easily accessible. But what I really loved about the book, even more than the organizational aspect of the book, is I loved the sort of spiritual aspect of the book. It takes faith, she says in the book. It takes faith and courage to get organized. But a lot of times we have to start with shedding. And I thought shedding, such an apropos acronym, so appropriate for the things that we all need to shed off. And lately I have been talking to people. I was talking to a sister friend just the other day that left her job after almost 20 years of work. And not just work. A job that she loved, but it just became maybe almost stagnant. It became a place where she could no longer exist and breathe and do the things that she was passionate about and loved doing it for so many reasons. And so life is always a process of shedding. And if you're not shedding, that means that you're probably continuing to add, and never really eliminate. And so all of this came about at a great time for me in my life, and I hope it will for you as well. And DC inspired me because he went through his closet, and he has some really, really nice things. And he pulled all of these things down. And when you buy classic pieces and you buy good stuff, you can literally wear it a long, long time. And he said, I am getting rid of the old, all this old stuff. I'm getting rid of it. And DC, why did you make the decision to do that? Do you even remember? You just started, he just decided one day. And really what moved me is that DC is not a person that gets rid of things easily at all. Sometimes I call him a pack rat. Now, albeit he is a neat pack rat, it is neat and it is orderly, but it is hard for him to part with things. And so I got so encouraged after he just went through the closet and he said, I'm getting rid of these things. And then he said something so critically and incredibly powerful to me. He said, as I decrease and unload, God will make room for me to have the next things, the next best things. And that was a word for me. And I guess that's why I love Julie's book so much. Because sometimes we can hold on and hold on. And when you hold on and hold on, you really don't allow. You don't allow anything else to be added because you're holding on to things in a season that are past. It could be people, it could be things, it could be a job, it could be anything. Unearthing the past always helps us to encompass and make room for the new dawning. Oh yeah. You're on point, everybody. This is the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. And then we want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. He's serving Avoyelles Parish. The number, 318-346-6695. You know, as we wrap up this morning's show, I hope that you felt just a little bit more inspired to kind of shake off some things, to declutter. I know I did. And these shows are just meant to do three things: to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, and to hopefully teach us all a better way, to teach us how to think differently. And I said it at the top of the show, you know, a healthy mind will perpetuate a healthy body. But it starts in our thinking. It starts when we think about what we're thinking about. And when we find that we're thinking about things that are unproductive, things that are not going to help us to move closer to our purpose, to step into our destiny, I think we need to reformulate, rethink, and begin to replace those negative thoughts with thoughts that are empowering, even if you don't believe them. Even if you don't believe them, I have on my bathroom wall a little credo that I read to myself and for myself every single morning. And every time I go into the bathroom, I look at it and I speak it. Words have power. You can have what you say. I am telling you, you can have what you say. So why don't you start saying not what you see, not what you have currently, but start speaking those things into existence that you expect. When people like Julie Morgenstern come on the show, start with $100, and she has expanded her business into what all of the great people are calling the queen of organizational skills, the guru. She's been called on by people like Oprah and Rachel Ray and all of the great people. It speaks to possibility. And let me tell you something. God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for Julie, he'll do it for you. He'll do it for me. But you know where it starts?
It starts in our thinking. It starts by making the decision to be more powerful, to unload, and to start catapulting, start moving up. And you do it one step at a time. Y'all, I want to thank you so much for spending what we consider the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation